Red Dwarf trundles through space. Different clips of the characters, aliens, and disastrous situations they get into. Red Dwarf, written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor. Body Swap. A small robot with wires in its mouth is spinning and behaving erratically.
Turn. There's another circuit board, Epsilon 14598, Red Corridor 357.
Rerouted.
Turn. And another circuit board, Theta 29555, Blue Corridor 212.
What's happening, guys? It's half 10. Thought we were playing poker.
Where have you been? Didn't you get the message?
What message?
One of the scutters has gone bananas. He's completely rewired the maintenance decks back to front and upside down. We've got over 2,000 wiring faults. Don't breathe, don't touch anything. The whole ship's a gigantic booby trap.
No poker, then?
We can't find the auto-destruct system. It's wired up to something, but we don't know what. Tell the cat.
In the corridor.
So we can't touch anything?
Nothing electrical. Not until we get the all clear.
Well, how long is that going to take?
God knows. A milkshake and a crispy bar.
We're supposed to be playing poker tonight. That's going for a bit.
Auto-destruct sequence initiated. I should be detonated in 15 minutes. 14 minutes, 55 seconds, and counting.
That was a very dumb thing you just did there.
What was I thinking?
Red Dwarf will self-destruct in 14 minutes and 50 seconds.
Cancel. Clear.
Abandon ship. You have 13 minutes and 45 seconds to detonation.
Cancel.
You have 12 minutes and 45 seconds.
Cancel.
You have 10 minutes and...
Cancel!
You have 9 minutes and 45 seconds.
I said touch nothing. Didn't I say touch nothing?
Look, I just ordered a shake and a crispy bar.
Lucky you didn't order a double cheeseburger.
8 minutes, 20 seconds, and counting.
How do we switch it off?
The only person who can override the auto-destruct is the captain.
Dead.
Or one of the senior officers.
Dead.
I suppose in many ways I should have updated the system, really.
Is there any way that we can trick the machines thinking that one of us is the captain?
No. Checks his voice.
Oh, yes.
Did it work?
No. But I'm pretty sure I know what went wrong.
2 minutes to self-destruct and counting.
So the captain's mind will be in my body?
Yes. Then, hopefully, the self-destruct mechanism will think you're the captain and you can activate the override.
But where will my mind be?
On this.
1 minute, 50 seconds, and counting.
We couldn't find the captain's disc. What about Brown? Brown was executive officer.
Yeah, Brown's got clearance.
Crichton has a syringe.
Crichton, what's that for?
It's a mental emetic.
What?
A mind enema. So we can flush out your brain.
Nobody's flushing out my brain.
We'll transfer it back afterwards.
You're not sticking that thing in my head.
1 minute, 40 seconds and counting.
But we've got to. It's our only chance.
Smeg off. I'm not asking you to do this just for me. I'm pleading with you. I'm begging you. Do it for the sake of my suits. I'm just going to stand behind that scarlet PVC morning suit with the imitation King Penguin fur collars get blown to smithereens. Could you live with yourself?
1 minute, 30 seconds, and counting.
Look, Lister, I agree. It's a stupid idea. It almost certainly won't work. But the very worst that can happen, the absolute bottom line, is that you'll have to spend the rest of your life as a mindless gibbering vegetable. But if the rest of your life's only going to be 30 seconds, what the hell?
Do it.
Crichton swabs a patch on the side of Lister's head and pushes the needle right through his skull. He draws out the plunger, and Lister goes cross-eyed, and his mouth drops open. Crichton starts a machine, then holds up a small cassette tape.
Keep that safe. It's Lister's mind.
Cad takes it and accidentally drops it in his drink. The machine goes again, then Lister comes round with a jolt.
55 seconds to detonation.
What's happening? What the hell is going on?
There's no time to explain, but by a bizarre series of accidents, the ship's auto-destruct system has got switched on, and we need you to deactivate it.
Something's wrong. Something's different. Wait a minute, I never used to be a man.
Look, you stupid woman, we'll explain later.
Have I got male sexual organs?
Override the auto-destruct system within the next 20 seconds. Those male sexual organs will be in orbit around the nearest planet, along with everyone else's organs, sexual or otherwise.
15 seconds to detonation.
Abort sequence X1X.
Identify.
Carol Brown, Executive Officer, Security Clearance 010101.
Pause for verification. Verification rejected. Abort denied. Auto-destruct sequence continued. Detonation in 5 seconds.
Sensational.
4.
Well done, Fit Face.
3.
What a brilliant, brilliant plan.
2.
Just great.
1. Initiate self-destruct.
Lister's milkshake and chocolate bar pop out of the snack machine.
Thank you for using auto-serve dispensing machines. Number 1 in quality.
What happened?
In taste.
It must have been wired up to the warning system, but not the bomb. So where's the bomb?
We haven't got a bomb. I got rid of it ages ago.
Why didn't you say?
You never asked.
Fine. Terrific. But remember this. You're getting my underwear bill, buddy.
Red Dwarf glides smoothly through space. Lister and Rimmer are in their bunks.
You awake?
Yeah, I can't sleep.
Probably those kippers you had for supper.
Nothing wrong with kippers for supper.
But kippers vindaloo. Can't be good for you. I mean, a curry every night, that cannot be good for you. Certainly no good for me. I'm thinking of getting a canary in a cage. Check out the room, see if it's safe for me to come. Not that bad. You don't sweat. You sweat Madras sauce.
Why do you have any interest in my diet?
It's not just your diet, Lister. It's your health in general. Face facts, you eat crap, you don't exercise, you smoke, you drink, and frankly, it's beginning to show.
I'm okay.
You're getting porky.
Porky?
Last week, when there was that lights failure in the engine room, your silhouette was cast onto the wall. I got the fright of my life. I thought it was Alfred Hitchcock.
It's not got a gut.
You've got more gut than a Turkish butcher's shop window.
Oh, no, really? Do you think I put on weight?
You've reached that age, Listy. When you're younger, you can eat what you like, drink what you like, and still climb into your 26-inch waist trousers and zip them closed.
I'm fat. I'm honky.
Have you ever, in dissection class, held up a frog by its head? You know the way its belly sort of sticks out above its spindly little legs? Well, that's the picture I see when you get down from the bunk in the morning.
Well, maybe you're right. Yeah, I'm going to start working out in the gym.
Of course, you could always... No, you'd never agree to it.
What?
We do a swap. My mind in your body, yours in mine. You saw how easy it was with Brown. Lend me your body for a few weeks and I'll get it fit for you. What? Plenty of exercise, sensible diet, no more booze, no more ciggies. It'll be like a 12,000-mile service for your body.
Well, and in the meantime, I'm a hologram.
It won't be too bad if it's only for a couple of weeks.
You're talking as if it was a pair of hedge trimmers or a lawnmower or something.
I'd give it you back. I'd return it intact, more than intact. It'd be fitter.
But Rimmer, you're not having possession of my body.
What are you worried about?
Days. 2 weeks.
Absolutely doodly.
Rimmer, walking off in Lister's body, sniffs his armpit and waves a hand in front of his face. Then he's standing at the urinal in the men's toilet, putting on a pair of thick rubber gloves. He takes off his hat, dons an eye mask, and takes a large pair of tweezers out of his back pocket. He reaches down with the tweezers, feels about, then removes the eye mask, and looks down, then up again in amazement. Lister, in Rimmer's body, stops at a mirror.
This hat is smegging stupid. I look like Captain Emerald. Do something about it, man.
Okay, Dave.
Lister gets his own clothes.
Brutal.
Rimmer's in the shower.
What's this under his nails? Oh, my God.
I'm going to have this dirt carbon dated.
Crichton's pouring wine at a table when Rimmer comes out.
Luncheon, sir.
Rimmer picks up an electric carving knife and saws off the thick, long dreadlocks, then sits down at a finely spread table.
Ah, food. Real food. To eat, perchance to taste.
It's exactly as you ordered, sir. The lightly poached Mimian bladderfish, the 4 dozen oysters, the duck's feet in abalone sauce.
I can touch, I can taste, I can smell.
A roast suckling pig stuffed with chestnuts and truffles. Mashed potato.
With cream and butter?
A pint of cream and a full pound of butter, sir.
Let the orgy commence.
He starts eating everything, scoffing from the large mound of mashed potato and swigging the red wine hungrily. Suddenly, he sticks his whole head into the mash and is pouring a jug of gravy on top of himself when Lister walks in and sees him eating like a pig.
How's the diet going?
Lister gives him the thumbs up. Red Dwarf glides onwards towards a myriad of bright stars. Rimmer's lying in bed smoking a cigar.
Did you know something? I think I went temporarily insane. It was just too much. I haven't tasted food in 3,000,002 years. All that food. I was like an animal.
I want my body back now.
Oh, it won't happen again. It was just something I had to get out of my system.
My system? Why are you smoking?
One cigar.
You're supposed to be getting me fit.
I'll start tomorrow.
You better bleed than I do.
Cat passes Lister dressed like Rimmer.
Hey! What are you doing dressed like that? Why do you want to look like Goalpost Head? Have you flipped? You want to model yourself on a man who has ears so large they can pick up satellite TV? Why do you want to look like that smeg head Rimmer for?
Because... I am that smeg head Rimmer.
Then he's in a hot tub, reading a muscle magazine.
Please, these are supposed to be women?
And still smoking.
This is what I call training.
That letter.
Hey. Hey, I got you now, buddy. J-O-Z-X-Y-Q-K.
That's not a word.
It's a cat word.
Jazikski.
That's not how you pronounce it.
What's it mean?
It's a sound you make when you get your sexual organs trapped in something.
It's in the dictionary.
Well, it could be. If you're reading in the nude and you close the book too quick.
What a session. What a workout. No pain, no gain, Listy.
On the scales. I want to weigh you.
There's no need. Look at that stomach. Flat as a pancake. Hasn't been like that in years.
Scales, please.
There's really no need.
On the scales!
Rimmer reluctantly gets on them.
You put on 2 stone?
Of course I'll put on 2 stone. I'll be taking yeast extract. Building up your body.
Take the robe off.
What for?
Take it off.
I don't want you looking at my naked body.
It's not your naked body, it's mine.
What's he hiding?
Off with the robe.
Just let me say this.
Off!
He takes off the dressing gown and is wearing a pink girdle.
Oh, this! This is a hernia prevention belt. I must have forgot to take it off.
It's a girdle.
Of course it isn't.
Why has it got those little dangly things holding up stockings?
They're for attaching extra weights to, so you can get fit as you walk around.
I want me body back now.
Look, okay, I went a bit bananas the first few days, but I promise you, that's all over now. Don't you see it's in my interest to get you into shape? This could become a regular thing. 14 days a year, I could have your body. In fact, next year, if it's convenient, I'd like to put the last 2 weeks in July. One last chance?
No more trying them up!
I did, but they... fell off.
Fell off? Science lab, now!
But it's the middle of the night. Crichton's on downtime.
Now.
Lister looks at him menacingly. Red Dwarf glides through space. Lister and Rimmer come out of the officer's quarters. Rimmer looks miserable, and Lister's patting his chest.
How many cigars did you get through, Rimmer? Me lungs feel like they've been through a cheese grater.
Look, you've got your body back. Leave me alone.
I only have a couple of rollies a day. It feels like you've smoked an entire Cuban tobacco harvest.
I have the odd one.
No respect, that's what. You've shown my body no respect whatsoever. You've treated it like smeg. Look, you've given me breasts. There's a distinct cleavage there. You've weakened my body and you've given me a bosom.
Lister takes off his jacket and gets on the scales.
These scales are wrong. These scales have to be wrong.
It's average for your height.
Remember, it would be average for my height if I happened to be a pregnant hippo.
Well, you weren't exactly Charles Atlas to start with, were you?
And you haven't been treating my athlete's foot, have you?
Well, quite frankly, I was afraid of touching it.
I told you, you have to wash and powder my feet 3 times a day. Plus a good buffing with a pumice stone.
I wasn't prepared to touch those things 3 times a day. To tell you the truth, I was only brave enough to take your socks off once.
Look at it. Pink goodie down my side, you can float me over the Super Bowl.
Look, I refuse to take the rap for that body. All right, I added a few pounds to its already ample frame, but it was, let's face it, a wreck before I got anywhere near it.
A wreck?
If it was a car, you'd be an insurance write-off. Nothing worse. Your taste buds are totally clapped out. You've killed them stone dead with 25 years of non-stop curries. And what about all the aches and pains that you never mentioned? Twinges in your back, crimps in your neck? Oh, and I'll give you a little tip. Urine should only be green if you're Mr. Spock.
Well, it's the last time you borrow it. That's for goddamn sure.
What about next year? We had an agreement. Last 2 weeks in July and the weekend before Christmas.
What do you want to borrow it for, Rimmer? It's a wreck.
Unfortunately, it's the best that's available. You can't get 2 weeks in the Caribbean. Grimsby's better than that. I can't back out now. You said I could have it.
I only said that to get it back. Do you think I'm raving mad? You are never, ever, ever borrowing my body again. Never.
Get some sleep. You'll feel different in the morning.
Wheeling Lister along.
I'm really not sure about this.
Look, you're programmed to obey. Get on with it.
But surely we should ask him first.
I told you, he's agreed. He's perfectly happy about the situation.
Well, then why did you make me chloroform him? And why did he struggle so?
Look, I'm in charge, Crichton. I'll take full responsibility.
Oh, but sir...
Science lab pronto. Oh. If he comes round again, give him another whack.
The hulking body of Red Dwarf trundles through space again. Rimmer's fast asleep. He slowly opens his eyes and sits up, wearing Lister's clothes again. He looks at his body.
No, please. No. Play message.
Hi, it's me. I told you you'd feel different in the morning.
Rimmer swigs from a bottle.
Thing is, this week has been absolute heaven for me, and I couldn't just stand by and let you have your body back. That's why I've taken Starbug and done a runner. Don't worry, in a month or so I'll come back and return it. Just a month, maybe 6 weeks, but don't try and follow me. Otherwise, the body gets it.
Cat! Cat!
Lister and Cat go down some steps.
My what? It'll only take a couple of hours.
You want to borrow my body?
I need your body to get my body back.
You've already lost one body. Come on, in all seriousness, you really expect me to lend you mine?
I'm a hologram. How else am I supposed to chase them? I need your body.
Let me ask you one question. Would you let a garbage truck driver use your Rolls Royce?
Well, I was gonna pilot White Midget.
I'll do it.
Lister looks fed up. Then, the White Midget's flying away from the Red Dwarf ship. Meanwhile, Rimmer's enjoying himself as he pilots the Starbug, jigging about to the music, saluting and sending the ship into a choreographed spin. He puts it on autopilot and starts conducting with the gun he threatened Lister with, then goes into another chamber and opens a big chest filled with donuts. He eats one as Lister appears on the screen behind him.
Rimet, no use running, man. We've got you in visual range. Turn round and head back to the ship.
I told you not to follow me!
He sits at a computer and holds the gun to his head again.
Leave me alone, or else you know what happens.
He's bluffing.
I'm not bluffing.
I think he means it, man. He's flipped. Must be cream cake poisoning.
He's bluffing. I'm going in after him.
He must be bluffing.
Say he isn't, man.
It's gastronomic terrorism. We can't stand by and let it happen.
Go ahead, punks. Make my day.
You're right.
Smeg!
Both of them speed up. Then they're flying low over a barren planet, with rocks sticking up out of the surface. The Starbug's too low and crashes through one, but it doesn't stop it.
This is getting stupid. Back off, let him go.
We're almost on him.
It's too dangerous, let him go.
The white midget veers away. Rimmer doesn't realize he's heading straight for some rocks until it's too late. The Starbug crashes into the ground.
Oh, Smeg. What the smeggin' smegsy smeggin' done? Smeggin' killed me?
The white midget comes in to land beside it. Inside, the Starbug's wrecked with electricity popping out of torn cables. Lister, Cat and Crichton rush in, and Rimmer stumbles through a sliding door.
Whoops. Are you all right?
You're going to go spare.
What? What is it?
You're going to go absolutely spare.
No, you've lost my arm.
I've lost your watch too. No, you're right. It's my fault. My hands are up. Well, my hand is up.
You think it's fun?
No, but this is.
He's holding the other arm behind his back. Back on Red Dwarf, Lister's sitting on the bed with his head bandaged and his dreadlocks attached with a piece of string.
Well, hello. It's Captain Chloroform.
Please, Mr. David, sir. My guilt chip is already in overdrive. I feel terrible.
Terrible. What about my smegging head?
I had to obey him. It's in my programming to obey all humans, no matter how insane. Dinner is served, sir.
I'm on this for 6 months.
Rimmer walks in rigidly.
What's wrong with you? You've seen a ghost.
I was asleep, okay? And I know, Plastic Percy here put a sponge on my face and out go the lights!
What's an order?
Cat walks in.
Just one night, I promise. I'll be back first thing tomorrow. Maybe Thursday.
Outside, shipwrecked and comatose, drinking fresh mango juice.